Heads up, today is going to be not safe for work. Going to talk about some adult themes. So if that's going to bother your ears, or if you have children present, this week might be a good one to hit the archives. I should say that, Mom, if you are, if you've downloaded this podcast and it's come up in your next listen, maybe skip this one. Welcome. I'm Halcyon, and this is Hug Nation. Today, I want to talk about orgy fail and forgiveness. Now, yesterday, I was in a funk. I was in a bad mood. I felt overwhelmed and filled with doubt, and I was annoyed, and I couldn't quite put my finger on why. Because lately I've been feeling so good. Things have been so amazing. I just feel, even though I just had surgery, I've been mostly healthy. The coaching I've been doing has been so rewarding. It's been filling me just, end of last week, Friday, I felt on top of the world. Then, this is Sunday, and I'm in a funk. What happened? Well, there was something significant that happened on Saturday night. I did go to a play party. A very risque and open and naked and sexy. And so did something happen at this play party that traumatized me? Well, I mean, my partner and I had a simultaneous orgasm in the middle of an orgy. So that pretty epic. What's the problem? Well, let me take a few steps back. So this gathering was put on by Everyday Tantra. The organizers, Monique Darling, Peter Peterson, and they created this container. And it was so beautiful. Special guest was Reed Mahalko. I thought it was Mahalo for the longest time, but then I just finally looked. It's Mahalko. My apologies. So these three incredible sex educators, these beautiful beings, gathered the entire group, and we had this pretty involved explanation of how things were going to go down and the rules, as well as the vibe. And so much education about consent. And there was these beautiful ideas and explanations about asking for things and saying no for things. And doing this exercise that I'd heard of and had done a couple places before, but it's so cool where amongst the group, as you're setting the container, you practice and you ask somebody that you don't know for something, can I have a kiss? And they say no. Even if they want a kiss, you say no. And then you say, thank you for taking care of yourself. And so you have this incredibly healthy place for exploring things that you might want. And then we even did more exercises, and you go through and you get into other small groups and ask, you know, what's the mildest thing that you might want to do tonight? And what's the wildest thing that you want to do tonight? And because I went there with my partner, my primary, and we had talked about having sex in public in this group, and me, who knows what else that we might be open for, depending on how we felt. So I felt my mildest that I was to have sex in front of other people. And then for my wildest, I said, have sex in front of other people and have one or two other women also pleasuring my partner. And that While that would be awesome, that's a lie. That is definitely not the wildest thing that I wanted. That was the wildest thing that I wanted that wasn't me asking for anything. I would have loved to have those two women also touching me. Why didn't I say that? I would love the person after me said, last time I was here, I got a blowjob by two women. This time I would love to have three or more. I'm like, why didn't I say that? Of course, this isn't like ordering off a menu. You're just saying, putting these things out there because who knows? Someone might go, you know what? One, two, let me go find a third. I think I know the right person, you know, and you never know. But if you don't have the conversation, you sit in this constant state of, I'm afraid. And then you only voice things that you already go through this whole mental conversation about what you think they'll already say yes to. And this has felt so true to me. The next exercise was you got in with a group of three people, and each person said how they would like to spend the next 5 minutes, the first 5 minutes of the party, how would you like to spend that with this group together? And I was with another man and a woman. And the other man said, well, I would like, my ideally what I would like is if the woman would lay down and take her top off, and then us two would rub her and massage her breasts. And I was like, that sounds awesome. But that's not what I said. What I said was, I'd like to walk around and get a lay of the land. Because I was afraid. I was afraid. What if I said I wanted to do something with her and she didn't want it? She ended up saying that she was at this point more interested in just observing. And then the exercise was that we would negotiate and find something that we all wanted to do. And so after we all shared and negotiated, we all decided on, let's walk around and check out the place. Yay! And although my partner and I did end up having this beautiful experience together within this environment, it was very much our, you know, it was pretty solitary considering there was naked bodies having sex all around us. And I realized that I didn't take any chances. I didn't speak to anyone except to ask for a hug. And there was, I had a moment where I actually went outside because I was so like frustrated with myself. Like, why? This is the perfect environment. This is, they were even in the opening ceremony, they actually encouraged you to just practice getting no's and practice saying no. Even go up to someone and say, hey, I'm practicing this. It would have been so easy. It would have been, everyone there would have been so supportive. And yet I just, shoo, and old anxieties and old fears and fears of judgment and fears of saying something that would offend somebody. Ooh. And I was starting to really get down on myself. And I realized this morning, after stewing in this guilt all day, and the shame of why was I so afraid? And I started this morning, I started realizing how often this has been a thing for me. And a month ago, I was at a play party, and in this very playful room, a woman asked me, hey, do you want to spin this Wheel of Fortune wheel that had like tasks all around it? And I was like, okay. And I spin it, and it came to foot job. And rather than smile and go like, hey, who wants to give me a foot job? And just allow someone to go, I don't think so. No, thank you. And I say, thanks for taking care of yourself. Instead, I quickly tried to like protect and save the awkwardness and said, well, how about instead I tell you a story about a foot fetishist I once knew? And I told a story there. I mean, for all I knew, this person was like, yes, finally, I get to give a foot massage and a halcyon. That would be awesome. But I was like so afraid that none of those possibilities could have happened. And it reminded me of this time when I was in fifth grade. I had never kissed a girl before. And I was invited to a couples party, which, looking back, that's a little weird, fifth grade. But I was new to the school, and after being a total outcast weirdo for most of my early years, I went to this special school where, compared to everyone else there, I was like a jock. So I was cool instantly in this new school. And a woman asked me to go to this party with her. It was a theme party. We went as Linus and Lucy, but maybe too much details. Anyway, at the party, we played Truth or Dare, and we were dared to go in the closet and kiss. And we went into the closet. It's dark, and she's, you know, clearly nervous. I mean, she invited me to this party. And I, being the clever lad I was, I said, hey, they didn't tell us where we had to kiss. I could kiss you on your shoe, and that would still count. And she's like, hey, yeah. And so I, clueless, but I saved her from the awkwardness and kissed her on the shoe. So I have been kissing shoes my whole life out of this irrational fear of hearing the word, no, thank you, or no, I don't think so. You know, I told, as I came aware this morning, I encountered two friends that I shared this awareness with, and they're like, this surprises me. Like, you seem like you're the kind of person that would say, hey, can I touch your boobies? I mean, like you'd be so comfortable and open and out there. You don't seem like you're embarrassed or shy at all. Like, this is, and I was like, that is what was so hard for me. And why the self-judgment just got worse and worse and worse. In the closing circle, there was a guy, a larger gentleman, who shared that he suffers from anxiety and body issues. And he pushed himself, and in making connections with people, ended up finding someone very special and making a special connection. And he's holding this woman who's in his arms, and she smiles and nods, you know. And I was like, why couldn't I take some chances? Why didn't I? It was the perfect place to do so. And I was too cowardly, too afraid. My old stuff just shut me down. And so, one, just realizing the pattern and how far it goes back gave some clarity to the darkness that I was feeling yesterday. So that helped me to start to let the cloud alleviate. And then just soothing, accepting that part of myself, forgiving, and realizing that I've got to practice in all parts of my life. Ironically, the homework assignment that I gave to my coaching clients this week was to give compliments to everyone you encounter in a work environment. And you could argue that this was a work environment for me, but if I would have just taken my own medicine and focused on giving compliments to everyone that I saw there, I would have had a significantly different situation. I got caught up. If I would have done my other homework assignment of reading my I am statements, my personal manifesto, if I would have done that and reminded myself of who I am before I went, but I got arrogant. I got off my practice. I forgot who I was. Take that back. I forgot who I am, and I fell back into who I was. And so the shame then lifted when I realized that's not who I am anymore. I just need to stick with my practice so I can continue to be who I am. So I'm so grateful to Monique and Peter and Reed and all of the gorgeous, beautiful, glowing participants of that gathering, and my partner especially. And I hope all of you will give me a chance to say no. Thank you. I love you. If you would like to go deep with me, I lead a small group of people on a 3-month journey several times during the year. The next one is coming up soon. So if you want to join me on the Pink Path, reach out and let's have a conversation and see if this is something that we should do together. Otherwise, Hug Nation live every Monday on Facebook. The archives go on YouTube, and the audio is on iTunes and Stitcher. I I love you.